With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A bitter January cold snap damaged a lot of wine grapevines in the heart of Idaho's wine country, and this year's harvest is expected to be down significantly as a result. The Idaho Wine Commission's executive director, Moya Dolsby, says the Marsing and Caldwell area was the most affected.
What that means is the plant's not dead, but this year's crop on some of those vineyards is. And so what they do is they cut off the cane, the vine, to the ground, and they retrain it up. So there'll be a harvest next year on those. I think the thing to remember is grapes are an agriculture product, and it's farming. Sometimes in farming, you have loss, and you just have to be prepared for that.
And Dolsby says some Idaho wineries may have to reach outside the state if they want to produce bottles this year.
Some wineries will have to get some wine from Washington if they're running low on their wines, and if they didn't have enough from last year's harvest. But because last year's harvest was very large, most wineries should be okay. But as a whole, no, it's not going to affect the Idaho wine industry long term. Just like with anything with farming, grapes are an agriculture product.
The number of Idaho wineries has increased more than five times over since 2000. Idaho now has 52 wineries. Idaho's wine production, though, pales in comparison to that in neighboring states like Washington, where the smallest wine-growing region in the state produces almost twice as many grapes as all of Idaho. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.